This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or whatever reason you're doing it for, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We are also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can go to our website. You can also hear the show, by the way, on our website. Get our podcast over there and take advantage of some things we have over there at the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, the communist state known for its lockdowns, is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There's an introduction for you.
That's right. Yeah, well, we're behind the lines of a lockdown, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'd be behind the lines, but not of a lockdown. But let's talk about the pledge. Let's get the pledge going. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start the show a little differently. I went over to the website DominionVoting.com, which is the website for this voting program that's created so much chaos in a number of the battleground states. So from their main page, this is what it says word for word. You ready?
Yes.
Dominion is ready to make a difference in your next election. Next paragraph, or next sentence. Dominion is the only provider in the market with fully flexible and scalable election technology that can be customized for any jurisdiction. Now, think about this. There's some pretty alarming words in what I just said. And if somebody thinks about fairness, truth, and honesty, wonder where it is. What did you take out of what I just said?
Well, I mean, this idea, well, we're ready to make a difference. Well, they could make a difference, all right, from what we know, even from these manuals that have been circulated now of how you can adjust things, shall we say.
Well, that's what this said. Listen to this. Dominion is the only provider in the market, only with fully flexible, and scalable election technology. Scalable? That can be customized for any jurisdiction. Any jurisdiction? Well, it pretty much right there says what your election can turn out, whatever the way you want it to turn out, if you want them to set it a certain way.
Well, that, and also, of course, just from what we understand about the origins of these kinds of machines, the software involved, where they had been deployed before, a lot of these things raise the alarm bells, Captain, and certainly with the stories that we're hearing, they're piling on about how these things were used, and whether or not they could have, you know, sent data out to other servers elsewhere in the world. All these things go together, and none of it may be true in that, in the grand sense, but these stories and these testimonies are very compelling, but we need to find out if it is. But yet we have people, Captain, who are just telling us, nope, you got to look the other way. There's just nothing here. And I can't imagine that, Captain. We've investigated things for a lot less in this country.
And the thing of it is, folks, is what I just read you came exactly from the DominionVoting.com website. That's nothing that I added in there, nothing that was made up. It's exactly what they said. They're telling what they can do. They can design their machine and their program for any kind of election you want it to be.
Again, yeah, this is, and also, I mean, this is maybe a little off the track, but I find issue with the name Dominion altogether. I mean, it sounds a little nefarious more so than you would expect one of these things to be, like, you know, the People's Choice or the Voice of the Voter or something like that, other than Dominion, because if you could try to fix elections with machines, that would kind of be the perfect name for it.
All right, well, the city deadline for the Pennsylvania absentee ballots rebuttal from the state of Pennsylvania is due to the Supreme Court by 9 a.m. this morning. And if it doesn't show up, Justice Alito may make some sort of ruling on his own, or it certainly may get kicked into the full court, because this is the case. This is Act 77, where they changed the rules at the tail end of the system without having the constitutional authority in the state of Pennsylvania to do so. This is the case that Senator Ted Cruz has volunteered to argue in front of the Supreme Court.
Well, that's exactly right. And this is so very important, Captain, because, again, an after-the-fact ruling on this whole thing will just be a big nothing in the grand sense. There was a ruling against our Governor Newsom that said he overstepped his bounds. He overreached the gubernatorial power by sending everybody in California a mail-in ballot. He didn't have the authority to do that. But that came after the fact, of course, and it was, oh, well, oh, shucky darn, I'm sorry I did that. Well, I don't think he even said that. But there's no remedy after that. So this is why this is so important to get this done.
Yep. And hold on, everybody. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more right after this commercial break. And let's see. Richard the Marine up in Oregon says, customize. Dems read the instructions to the fullest. Yeah, they did. They customized that election, didn't they, Richard? All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, my name is name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the aforementioned captain. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, and let me just suggest to you a product that works for me, and it's worked for me for going on 5 years, maybe a little bit more than that now. I quit counting at five, but it's the 3-week quick start for Relief Factor, and you can get Relief Factor by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little video tutorial there if you want to find out more about it. But you can start with the $19.95 3-week quick start, and I'll guarantee you results. Here's why. I've had ankle replacement surgery. I've had some other injuries to me thanks to my service with the fire service and whatnot, also in the military. And the fact of the matter is that I could have taken some hardcore medicine, which I didn't really want to do, or I could have taken a handful of Aleve every day, which isn't good for you either, because eventually you'll start bleeding on the inside and you can't control it. So I found this Relief Factor 3-week quick start, and I take two packs a day. I take one in the morning when I get up, which sometimes is noontime, and I take another one in the evening before I start the show. And if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your normal everyday activities, this stuff will work. It goes right straight to the source. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in it. And all I can tell you is give it a try for 3 weeks. And if it doesn't work for you, you're only out $20. But so far, I found very few people, I can't even remember the last one that told me that it didn't work for them, that hasn't come up and said, thank God for this product because it's working for me. So it's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And, that's the $19.95 3-week quick start. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, on the telephone line, we've got Mike in Clearwater. Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Hi, good morning, Professor. I just had a brief conversation before we came on the air with the Captain. These upcoming two Senate races terrify me for the simple fact that I think they're setting it up to do this all over again. Now, I told the Captain, you know, Professor, what about doing it the old-fashioned way? What about just getting rid of all these machines and people just mark the paper and hand the paper in and the papers get counted by hand? Now, of course, it'll take longer, but I think that's a safer option. Now, second thing that I want your comment on, and we kind of discussed this a little bit before, but I want you to go into more detail. Biden's in a bad position, right, because he's got Ayok and Tlaib and that band of the radical Democrats on one side that want him to do what they want to push, and then he's on the other side of the sandwich, the other slice of bread, he's got the reasonable Democrats, and they're going to be telling him, no, that's too radical, we don't want to do that. So with him being the meat and cheese in the middle, you know, how do you see this playing out? Because I think he's in a real bad spot. If he goes too far one way, the one group of people will be angry. If he goes too far the other way, the other group of people will be angry. And now we know, because of all that's been going on, that the Democrat Party is fractured. And the reasonable Democrats don't want anything to do with the radical Democrats, but yet he's kind of in the middle of both of them. So I want to see what the professor thinks and what he has to say about that.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thanks very much, Mike. Yeah, again, there is this big story about the Democrats and the fact that they're not one harmonious, big, monolithic thing.
Nope.
Not by any stretch. And, you know, I do think that while AOC's star was rising, there were certain moves that the Democrats could have made, and they never, ever did that. She came out and helped to co-sponsor the idea of the Green New Deal. It talked about all these wacky things, and they never really, you know, put her in check for anything. And the squad, likewise. I think that they thought that that was all helping to generate a lot of anti-Trump feeling and so on and so on. But now they find themselves in this position. And I don't know that they can really easily retrieve it. There's a story we'll get to here in just a little bit about the defense secretary pick.
Yeah.
And, I think you're going to find a lot of people weren't happy with that, because they wanted it to go a certain way. But this is where the big fight is going to be. Now it's going to be internal. It won't be played up so much in the media, but that being said, when AOC and the others start to really get angry, and Bernie Sanders has chimed in a couple of times, and he may chime in some more, and it may get so worse that they won't be able to really hide it anymore.
Well, let me just mention this pick that was mentioned yesterday for Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, who happens to be an attorney, former congressman, who's the Attorney General of California, correct?
That's right.
What medical training or experience does he have to run the Health and Human Services Agency?
Well, I don't know that he has any medical training, to be honest.
All right, and then let me stop you for a second. Who was the first HHS secretary under Donald Trump?
Refresh my memory on that.
Former Georgia Congressman Tom Price, who was a medical doctor.
Right, okay.
Okay, then when he left because of circumstances that he had done some things that weren't exactly up to snuff, then Ben Carson stepped in.
Right, and Ben Carson's his credentials are impeccable.
You need, here's my point, you need to have somebody in charge of these agencies that has experience, especially when it comes to medical, in medicine. Because Xavier Becerra, who will be opposed by the majority of the Republicans and probably won't get approved, the reason he's in there is because he's so far to the left, and his big thing was, who did he bring a lawsuit against?
Who's that?
Little Sisters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right about that.
That's his big claim to fame, okay? And he's part of that radical cabinet that they're putting together that's coming in. And like you said, we'll get into the defense secretary position here in a little bit. Right now I'm going to jump to the phone lines because I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, sir, boss. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I've been with the captain since he when he had 16 stations. Don't know. I know he's up to 250 or some unbelievable number. So I don't want to hear from it. Nobody knows more about politics than I do, period. Okay? I've been with Trump before he stepped on the escalator. Trump won in a landslide. Trump won in a landslide. Trump won in a landslide. Kemp, I saw you asking China for some money because no one wants to do business. I saw you in front of the Chinese flag. Today or the other day, you're a disgrace to Georgia, okay? And the state legislators in Georgia should get back and override his veto and call a special session yourself, okay? Everyone knows that this election was stolen. I don't even care about these two seats. I mean, I care, but I want Donald Trump reconfirmed as the legal, legitimate, constitutional winner because he won. Y'all spit in the face of Alito when he told you in Pennsylvania to keep the ballots separate. You didn't listen to him then. You guys cheated everywhere, and you know it. You know, and I got in an argument with the left-wing hack on 970 this morning on the big station over there because he tried. I said, you're trying to tell me that Joe Biden got 10 million more votes than Barack Obama? And he tried to say, oh, people hated Trump. Shut up, you loser. Shut up. Donald Trump.
Okay.
Donald Trump smoked him. Donald Trump smoked him.
Right.
I got 74 million votes, and you can find the
All
Trump
right.
voter. Trump won in a landslide.
Thanks, Todd. All right. Thanks, Todd. Peace. Okay, peace. Yep, thanks, Todd. Now, the reason I wanted to stop him right there is because we're coming up on a break, and I wanted to address something here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike asked us another question, and he asked us a question about the voting machines. What can they do about the machines? Well, it's up to the governor, number one. It's up to the legislature, state legislature, number two. And the governor will not call the Georgia legislature into session. So guess what? Ain't nothing going to be done.
I know. It's infuriating. And, you know, people start, you know, trying to figure out why he won't do that. And if I may, Captain, one more thing about Xavier Becerra. As you began to say, yeah, you see, he's very far to the left. But this is the shadow of things to come. If you are if you're a high ranking party official, basically,
yep.
You're going to get these plum assignments because not because of the science that you know, but because of the ideology that you have, and that is very, very scary indeed. And I think we'll see a lot more of these kinds of appointments. And if you say the right thing or don't say the right thing, you know, that's how you're going to your star will rise or fall based on that. And mm-hmm. in such a way, more so than it typically does in the world of politics. But now it's going to be a monolithic thing that you have to agree.
Okay, and here comes the music. We're about to take a break, folks. And when we come back from the break, we're going to have a little fun at the expense of the people in Georgia. I want to play that parody I played last night that everybody just loved. The Dems came down to Georgia. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia's governor and lieutenant governor have rejected calls to convene a special session of the state's legislature to overturn the results of the presidential election. Governor Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said that the courts were the only viable avenue to challenge the results of the election, refusing to call a special session for the General Assembly to select a separate slate of presidential electors. But Jenna Ellis says that's not something Kemp has the power to do. The senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign tells Newsmax TV that the legislature can meet to select electors without Kemp's permission.
So it is really important that Governor Kemp act, but as far as the presidential election and the delegates, the governor does not have any power. The state legislature can run a resolution itself and can simply notify Congress that they are sending a separate slate of delegates according to their will, their power, and their authority. The governor has absolutely no power to act in that case.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we play, the Dems went down to Georgia and Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. Before we play that parody, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website, GEICO Insurance. And they've been saving me money on my car insurance and my homeowner's insurance for going on about 15 years now. And all you got to do is what I did to begin with. I went to their website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. I typed in my zip code. They asked me for the vehicle I was driving. I gave it to them. They asked me if I had a house. They said, yep. They said, well, if you bundle the two together, you'll save money. I did that. The rest is history, and I've saved money, knock on wood. There it is ever since. And because I've been a safe driver all those years, I get a 10% safe driving discount every year. And with the COVID pandemic this year, everybody that was a policyholder got a 15% reduction in our insurance rates, which made life even better. So check them out. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Get a quote for the car, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. And if you've got a home, get the homeowner's policy checked out. And if you've got an apartment, get your renter's policy checked out. Whatever, but make sure you do it. All right, and here we go. This is for all the folks in Georgia and everybody that requested this tonight. And I've had several hundred requests to hear this.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal.
And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
go ahead,
he
by
said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went ahead and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped off on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose to the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. Up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
Screw into that stuff in the president.
The people not bad except her.
Sleepy Joe.
I'm not gonna be new. I got something
here
I gotta go do.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
Showing in that stuff with the pressure.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done. 1 a.m. Trump ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to free each
other. By a lot.
Coincidence?
No, hell no.
Wait, it looks like he fell asleep. As Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump says, Sleepy Joe, ah, you're never going to run again. Because I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump's way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called blitz at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
Alrighty. Are you up off the floor yet, Kyle?
I that was very, very cool. Definitely, and it just really, you know, it's really something.
Well, in lieu of everything that we've said, you got to have a little sense of humor. But in all seriousness, folks, I read you the statement right off the website of the DominionVoting.com website, and I will read it again so you can understand what we're talking about. This is their mission statement. Dominion is ready to make a difference in your next election. And then below that, this is the next sentence. Dominion is the only provider in the market with fully flexible and scalable election technology that can be customized for any jurisdiction. Think about those words for a second, and if you don't come to the same conclusion that I have come to, it pretty much says right there that they can make your election turn out any way you want it.
Well, and again, what we're hearing about these machines, even from the technical advisors and witnesses, is very, very scary, Captain. And,
yep.
You know, something Mike mentioned just a little while ago on the program, the idea of trying to get back to, you know, it's, you know, really what is truly the original one person, one vote.
Yep, paper ballots.
Paper ballot, and you can vote only one time.
However, and by the way, voter ID to vote.
Well, exactly. I mean, how many... Go ahead.
But none of that can be done because the governor won't order it, number one, and he also won't call the legislature in a special session, number two, which they can't do it on their own. They have to have the governor do it. That's the way it's set up in Georgia.
Well, that's right. Well, people start wondering, why won't you do that? And there's, you know, and the very fact that he won't do that, I mean, go ahead and do it. In other words, if there's nothing to hide here, if nothing is wrong, if this is the most secure election in the history of the universe.
That's what we were told.
Yeah, then what difference does it make? Here, we'll quote Hillary Clinton. What difference does it make to have a little bit of investigation and to clear the air, you know, before the, you know, all the electoral college meets and all these kinds of things? What's the harm in that? Evidently, Captain, there would be great harm in that. Otherwise, they'd do it.
Well, Sidney Powell's Kraken cases in Georgia and Michigan were tossed out of court, the court that she went into, and now she's appealing it to the state Supreme Courts in each state. Don't know where that's going to go.
Well, right. We'll see, obviously. But I think part of that problem in terms of why they were rejected is because, and we talked about this on the program that night, Captain, when it was all being released around midnight or so Pacific time, and that had to do with the relief that's being asked for in these lawsuits. The relief is unprecedented, and
yeah,
with this, which is a good thing.
She wanted the election overturned.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. I think at least one of the judges had said, I can't grant that scope of relief, basically. But otherwise, what's the alternative? Maybe she goes very narrow, but I don't think that's necessarily the right way to go either. I think if this is a go big or go home moment, because when it's shown that if the election was in fact fraudulent or conducted illegally, and these are important terms, then what is the relief for something like that? Perhaps only the U.S. Supreme Court will be able to make that determination.
Now, the Arizona GOP chairwoman, Kelly Ward, I remember I interviewed her a number of years ago when she ran for Congress, has announced that she's filed an appeal with the Arizona Supreme Court over the election results because her first case was tossed out by the original court that she went to. So now she's gone to the Arizona Supreme Court to see if she can have her case heard there.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think the idea here is having to do as well with the signatures, mismatching.
Yeah, voter fraud and the signatures.
Exactly. So, again, you know, if there's no issues and all these things are baseless, made-up things by President Trump because he doesn't want to let go of power or stuff like that, well, then why not make fools of everybody? Just get it all out there in the open.
Yeah.
And you see, Captain, even talking about this kind of thing, you know, that people would say, oh, no, you can't say that because, you know, we've already been told this was the most secure election.
Now, something else that's happened here, and I guess we'll have to mention this at the end of the segment coming up because we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So hold on, Kyle. And when we come back, we'll get the weather out there because we've got some rotten weather out there again tonight, unfortunately, across the country. There's some pea soup fog in the middle part of the U.S., and we've got gale warnings up the East Coast again. Gee whiz, the wind's really blowing over there. And got some snow out west and back east in the Appalachians. I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning tonight. And a special shout-out to my friend, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who is going to be trying something different in January. He's going to have himself a radio show called Military Matters, and I look forward to hearing what he has to say. He's a career officer, West Point graduate, and a good friend of mine down there in Bradenton. So, Colonel Kevin, can't wait to hear your program. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. All you got to do is pull on into that truck stop, one of them, and say, "Hey, man, I heard the captain talking about you on the radio." And he said, "If I told you that, I'd get a free cup of coffee." Well, guess what? You will. So pull on in there, get your free cup of coffee. But while you're there, take advantage of some of the benefits and services they have there. Now, if you become a member of the Drivers Club, okay, you get points for buying fuel, for buying food in a restaurant, and also for buying supplies in the trucker store. And they add up pretty quick, and it can save you a lot of money, or you can use them for the Drivers Club to get different things out of the Drivers Club program itself with the catalog they have. All righty, here we go. We're going to rock.
Yeah, ECDC, Play Ball. And I tell you what, that's a video you might want to see. Hey, Kyle, what were you doing to that one? Tapping around?
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, that's got to be a little different than ACDC. It's not quite as radical as what some of the songs are, but I'll tell you what, you can still get dancing to it and have a good old time. All right, well, here we go. I'm going to read the weather statement and then turn it over to you, my friend. Gusty winds and low relative humidity will bring critical fire weather conditions for portions of Southern California, with an elevated risk extending northward into parts of Central California. Now, temperatures will be 20 to 40 degrees above average. They're expected through Wednesday for the northern and central plains into portions of the Midwest, which is one reason why we've got a lot of heavy, dense pea soup fog in three Midwest states tonight. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, the high pressure system that's been building over the Great Basin, that's going to send all that wind basically westward and then also through Southern California. And those winds have been starting to kick up as we've gone into the evening hours here in Southern California. So, yes, the fire weather warning, high wind risk is materializing, of course. What we're looking for, of course, is hopefully no new fires starting up. Any fire that might be burning right now, obviously, can be affected by this. So we're hoping for the best, obviously. Last week, the power companies began turning off power to upwards of 100,000 people. So we'll report if we have any information this hour, if any of those things begin. So we'll see. But again, this is all for Southern California, also into Central California as well, the fire weather warning. Now, as we head north, up into Oregon, that dense fog advisory that was there last night for Medford and Ashland, Eugene, that's all off the map now, so that's very, very good.
Yeah, went east.
Yeah, that's right. So now that dense fog and freezing fog is now actually gone east. It's down now east of Klamath Falls heading over towards the eastern part of Oregon. Then air stagnation over most of Washington State, most of Idaho as well. So we're tracking that high wind warning in northern Montana. And it looks like we might be getting some snow into the region as we head into the latter part of the week. This is going to be mostly across Idaho and parts of northern Montana as well, from what we can tell right now. Heading down southward into Denver. I think Denver looks like they might get some snow here in another few days or so. Maybe on Friday, maybe some snow showers there in Denver. 31 degrees right now for our friends in Denver along the I-25 corridor. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on at West tonight, Captain.
All right. Well, let me add to that. 4th of July just had gusts of winds in the last hour to 50 miles an hour going up over 4th of July, so you truckers be aware of that. And if you're on I-84 coming out of Boise going west, Cabbage tonight could have some ice on it going down the other side, as there is an advisory there for very slippery conditions. So be very careful coming down Cabbage. That's quite an incline to come down, and one to go up, as the case may be. All right, let's go over into where the big fog is, because if you're in Minnesota, if you're in Iowa, if you're in Missouri, you've got areas of dense fog pretty much in line with the Twin Cities, a little bit to the west, a little bit south, down 35, all the way down into Iowa, down towards Des Moines. Then it kind of skips on down to Missouri, where it goes all the way down, almost all the way to Branson, Missouri tonight with the fog. So if you're east-west on I-70, you're going to run into it through most of Missouri tonight. If you're north-south coming up and down 29, you might see some of it. If you are on 35, you'll see some of it, especially coming out of Iowa going up into the Twin Cities, and you'll run out of it just about the northwestern corner of the Minneapolis Twin City loop there on 294 or 694. So be advised of that. Now, down in the Gulf, we do have some windy conditions along the Gulf tonight. There is a breeze blowing. It's supposed to be real cold where I'm at tonight, but if the wind's going to be up there, it'll be chilly, but it won't be as cold as what it was supposed to be. We'll have to wait and see. Meantime, remember I told you about snow? last night along the Tennessee-North Carolina line, and yep, it's there. Winter driving conditions in the area, so be advised of that. Snow will probably let up tonight if it hasn't already. And then we've got a gale warning all the way up from about Savannah, Georgia, to the Chesapeake Bay tonight along the Atlantic coast side. Winds 25 to 35 miles an hour and outwards 40 to 50 out about 10, 15 miles into the ocean. So be advised, probably got small craft warnings up to go up that away for sure. And then going up into New England, the remnants of the nor'easter up there, temperatures are still chilly. Snow's not going anywhere for a while up there, so be advised you'll have winter driving conditions up there. And Kyle, the Flying J and pilots known for what?
Well, first of all, we think that you'll agree they've got the best coffee on the interstate, Captain. And if they drive in and mention that they're listening to your show, they'll get that free cup of coffee. And also, they've got the different restaurants and all the different great food. Sometimes it could be a Denny's, could be a Moe's Southwest Grill, could be a Huddle House.
Yep.
They've got all these different things that you're craving out there on the road. And when you pull in, you're going to find something that you really like. There's no doubt about that.
Yep, and you could find an Arby's or a McDonald's or a Pizza Hut or a full-service Dairy Queen at one of the one of the pilots, too, and or Subway, even a Subway, or up in New England and New York, out on the New York Thruway, you could find the Dunkin' Donuts, full-service Dunkin' Donuts out there with their breakfast menus and their little lunch sandwiches and their dinner soups. And by the way, they are making soups when it gets cold. They got something to warm you up, so think about that. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'll be back with hour number two right after this top of the hour news break, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.